You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
That's right. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And my name is JC Peters. We've just been listening to about a half an hour of some really beautiful music from the third Old Life compilation from Old Life Records. So that was really nice. If you've been listening, the music's been beautiful. But we are moving into the next half hour of mostly not music. The Audio Text, the show that you're listening to right now, is a Canadian writing show. So what we listen to a lot of the time is spoken word, poetry, reading, sometimes interviews and stuff like that. So it's kind of a different sort of radio show, I guess, a different kind of rhythm, a different kind of music. So today I thought that we would just play a little bit and listen to some fun stuff. I've been teaching a lot of yoga over the past couple of weeks. And the theme that's come into my head over the past few days has been the theme of turning upside down, the idea of kind of opening yourself up to everything going to sort of turmoil in your life or whatever it is. And in yoga, we do this great thing where we do things like stand on our heads and just turn completely upside down. And it feels great because you realize that it works right side up the same way as it works upside down, but different. So today, in honor of that willingness to be turned upside down, I am not framing the show today with a reading from a Canadian poet, as I often do. Today, we're just going to listen to the recordings I have and see how that goes. So you can always let me know how you feel about it. But the Canadian writing will be back next week, so don't fear if you miss it. So before we get to those recordings, just a few listings, which I usually do at the beginning of the show, and today is no exception to that rule. So a couple of things happening tonight. Today is August 26th, right? Yes. And it's Wednesday, and Brendan McLeod is releasing his brand new CD, Little Troubles Live. I played a bit from that last week on last week's show, so if you're interested in hearing a bit of it, you can go ahead and podcast the show, listen to some sample tracks from jcpeters.ca or citr.ca, where you can podcast all the shows. So that's going to be tonight at the Anza Club, starting, doors are at 8 o'clock, and guests R.C. Wislowski, Corbin Murdoch, and For British Eyes Only are going to be there, and it's going to be just $10 at the door, so that should be a pretty fun event. Also happening tonight, this Wednesday, the Vancouver Poetry Slam team is going up against other teams at Café du Soleil, the funny thing about this is that R.C. Wislowski is on the Vancouver Poetry Slam team, so how he plans to be at both of these events, which both start at 9 o'clock at night, is a mystery, but maybe you can do it too, so I'm giving you all the information. So that's again at Café du Soleil, Commercial Drive in 5th, and that's a $5 to $10 sliding scale cover charge. So go and check that out if that's more up your alley. This Thursday, the fourth Thursday of every month, is the West End Fireside Book Club. So it's going to be readings and discussion of the works of award-winning authors. So if you're interested in that and you want to get involved, you can go to the website www.westendcc.ca. So that's tomorrow night. This Saturday, August 29th, the Apocalypse Roadshow returns to celebrate a cabaret for the end of the world with music, poetry, story, song, and burlesque dancing. So it's a multimedia event, which will be including some spoken word and some music. You're invited to come dressed for the mayhem and the darkness of the last night on Earth. So that's going to be featuring Jess Hill, CJ Leon, The Svelte Misspelt, The Whip of the UFO, Susan Cormier, Corvetta Curves, and Derelicts Lurking in the Shadows, a.k.a. Friends. So that's another Café du Soleil event, Commercial Drive in 5th, starting around 9 p.m., $7, or pay what you can. So that's a good one to check out, too, if you want to enter into the dark side of spoken word and music. As always, on Monday, there's another Vancouver Poetry Slam at Café du Soleil, and this week it's going to be featuring Jessica Lohafer. I'm hoping that I pronounce her name right. So, today we're going to be listening to some some poetry, as I said before, and maybe some from the people that I just listed and all of those different things. But first, we're going to start with a couple of pieces by Elise Malton. So she is a poet from London, Ontario, and she was the feature at last week's Vancouver Poetry Slam. She had some really great stuff. She had a great presence and some really interesting pieces, so I thought I would play for you a couple of those. I don't have the titles, but this first one, I guess I'm calling Breasts.
Yeah. This poem is about my breasts.
Hey!
That's right. A poem about my boobs.
Yeah.
About my titties, hoppers, hooters, headlights, jiggers, jugs, twins, rat, girls, or the more wholesome of mine, my bosom. I thought I was in friends with my breasts. In fact, I would go so far as to say that we have at times been enemies. Like at age 11, when my mother first tactfully suggested that I might need to wear a bra, I protested roundly, arguing that I would be too hot. She still tells that story at dinner.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
So just before that little break, you were listening to a couple of pieces by Elise Malton, a poet from London, Ontario. The next piece that I'm going to read is featuring two of the members of the Vancouver Poetry Slam team who are going to be performing tonight at Café du Soleil, one of which is the mysterious party hopper R.C. Wislowski. This recording was taken from the Salmon Slam a couple of weeks ago, which was also a team against team slam. So there will be more from that to come in the future, but for now, this is Chris Gilpin and R.C. Wislowski.
It's so good to be here, right now, in my Ramdas denim,
in my Jesus Jones gym strip,
toes curling like Merlin, spinning new tricks and soul licks, and swinging Jimi Hendrix, pounding rocks and stone-free flow in the afterglow of the sleep kiss of the Aurora Borealis star kiss.
Yeah, that was poetry. Spoken word, it's not always what you expect. So that was, again, Chris Gilpin and R.C. Wislowski. You can catch R.C. tonight at Brendan McLeod's CD release happening at the Anza Club tonight around 9 p.m. So next up, I'm going to play a piece by the Svelte, Miss Spelt, who is another regular at the Vancouver Poetry Slam. And he is going to be involved in the Apocalypse Roadshow on Saturday, August 29th. And that's going to be at Café du Soleil as well. So this is a piece from the Svelte, Miss Spelt.
Wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken lean and singing song and
the folk oasis.
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We
just before that short break, you were listening to a piece by the Svelt, Miss Svelt, who will be performing on Saturday, August 29th at Café du Soleil, along with a bunch of other dark artists at the Apocalypse Roadshow, so be sure to go check that out on Saturday. Since I'm doing a lot of supporting local artists today, I'm going to do one more by Steve Miller, who is the alternate for the Vancouver Poetry Slam team, and he's going to be performing tonight at Café du Soleil. So here is that guy.
This one's for Cookie and Coach. Thanks for believing in me. He's so that guy. You know, that guy that paints such beautiful pictures with his words. Yeah. I paint beautiful pictures with my words. But no matter how many blurbs I pull from the watercolor palette of my present to cast brushstrokes over my past, the oil-based graffiti of my history always bleeds through. I'm an open book, begging for dirty fingerprints to paint my pages colorful, because behind these ivory white pearly plastic teeth, there's a 31-year-old addict who's, come on, daddy needs a new couch, gambles half his life, playing snakes and ladders on a smoke and mirrors game board, stuck as a solitary Monopoly shoe, rolling dice for a soulmate to part places with, trying so hard not to slip through the cracks while board walking planks over shark tanks with so many holes in my community chest, I wish I would have picked the iron when I started taking chances so I could just slide past.
That was Steve Miller, and the piece that I'm going to play next is something a little different. It's spoken word by Scruff Mouth with Obi Wonder on the quattro.
Thank you. Give it up for Obie. My nostrils flare like a solar event when I smell her heaven scent. I see her luminescent eyes lit with blinding ultraviolet light as they cross my line of sight. I remind myself not to look directly at the sun as sound waves reverberate against eardrums. I hear the hip-hop beat of my heart start to play. I see her strut with a distinctive rhythmic sway as if she is dance floor and I am DJ. I hear the shiklack-clack of her steps play on pavement like breakbeats in Cool Herc Sprong's basement. And her voice will freestyle over my throat beatbox. My hip-hop heartbeat has left my chest and is now pounding on my neck like a boombox. She touches my hand and presses play. She checks the mic and says, hey. In her first verse, she calls me poet. Her next is a how are you? Her third before she passes the cipher is, where you from? All sung in the same breath as if she had an iron lung. And instead of internalizing my thought, I touch her hand. I hold her close as if I am MC and she is mic stand. I taste her kiss and she tastes like sun sandwiched between two lips. I almost blow my sensory overload. My first five senses are reeling like an old school cassette tape rewound and played electric relaxation all day. Honey, check it out, you got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. I touch her head and open an extrasensory telepathic projection to my mind. Her sixth sense simultaneously receives the connection as she enters my brain like a subliminal suggestion. The thought of her triggers a neural response and synapse the skin like a strobe light. Like the crowd moves towards a fight, blood rushes to my cerebral cortex like sound system speakers bumping beats in a swirling cortex. She speaks to me, adores the unity. You and I till the day we die, she says. And even then we will live on in the life after hours club, listening to underground boom bap beats, sliding skin in the heat. I feel her breath living against me in death, and she warms me, adores the rhyme. Feminine pronoun in my poetry flowing like perfect prose. Gently, I remove her clothes, dropping like a fat ass beat, tapping toes, nodding heads. We read from the same book, two literary lovers press against each other as pages between covers. I bookmark my spot between chapters containing infinite information. Mine is text, hers an illustration and a photograph. I wink at her, or rather I take a mental snapshot, a memory of the murmur in my heart heard beneath the hip-hop. Our poetry is picture perfect, surprisingly pleasant, so easy on my six senses that I wish I had a seventh.
Yes, folks, there's a lot of really talented people in this city. You gotta go and check them out. So that comes to the end of another episode of Audio Text right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm JC Peters. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any feedback, comments, requests, anything at all, don't hesitate to send me a note at audiotextcitr@gmail.com. You can always download the podcast at jcpeters.ca or CITR.ca. Coming up next is The Canadian Way.